What is intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting is a pattern of eating where you restrict the number of hours you eat. In my research, I've interviewed over 1,000 thin people, and most of them did not have a specific hour of the day that they ate. For example, lunch at 12, dinner at 6. They all ate naturally based on when they were actually hungry. Most of them eat one or two meals a day in a window of time we call an eating window. You open your eating window when you consume your very first meal, snack, or caloric drink of the day. You close your eating window after you consume your very last calorie. There is no magic number of hours that every person should use for their eating window. 8 hours works great for some, and 6 hours is better for others. Some eat only one meal and a snack a day in a window of 4 hours or less. The length of your eating window should be what works best for you, with consideration to the portion sizes you eat. The basis of this lifestyle is this: you don't restrict what you eat, but when you eat. You can eat whatever you want as long as you only eat in your eating window and follow the 10 rules and 10 principles. These rules and principles work together with intermittent fasting because if you think you can lose weight by eating nonstop for 8 hours straight, then you're sadly mistaken. These rules and principles will teach you to never overeat and to eat only when you're truly hungry. Intermittent fasting requires you to restrict the window of time that you eat rather than track every calorie that you consume. Once you're in your eating window, you can eat what you like so long as you're physically hungry. When the eating window is open, you can eat food and drink caloric beverages. When it's closed, you're fasting and you can only drink water, coffee, and unsweetened tea. Below is a chart with examples of sample eating windows. 8-hour eating window, 16 hours of fasting, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. 6-hour eating window, 18 hours of fasting would be 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. 4-hour eating window, 20-hour fasting. 4-hour eating window, 20 hours of fasting, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. If your eating window is 8 hours long, then that means you're fasting for 16 hours. If you're eating for 6 hours, then you're fasting for 18. This is also called the clock approach, as seen in the image below. Clock approach example. You choose the times that work best for you. Below are examples: 4-hour eating window, 2 to 6 p.m., 3 to 7 p.m., 4 to 8 p.m. 6-hour eating window, 3 to 9 p.m., 2 to 8 p.m., 1 to 7 p.m. 8-hour eating window, 1 to 9 p.m., 2 to 10 p.m., 3 to 11 p.m. When doing the clock approach, I recommend starting off with an 8-hour window while following the 10 Chantal Rayway rules and 10 biblical principles. If you don't see yourself losing weight, start reducing your window. As you can see from the chart, if I'm doing the 4-hour fast, then I'm only eating from 2 to 6, 3 to 7, or 4 to 8. I'm fasting the rest of the time. With the 6-hour eating window, I'm eating from 3 to 9 and again fasting the rest of the time. The beauty of this approach is that you get to choose the window you want to eat in and what works with your schedule. I have tons of friends that like to eat at night and some that eat during the day, like me. The bottom line is, the fewer hours you eat, the more weight you melt away. My eating window is determined by how much weight I want to lose and the sizes of my meals. The other way you can look at intermittent fasting besides watching the clock is what I call the meal approach. The meal approach involves skipping one or two meals a day. If you want to melt fat away faster, I have tons of friends that only eat one meal a day. The meal approach is great because you end up picking the meals that you want to eat each day. Here's a sample week of yours truly using the meal approach. Day 1. I skipped breakfast because I wasn't hungry and ate a medium-sized lunch and dinner. Day 2. I went to one of my favorite Italian restaurants called Aldo's. I had a big lunch because I was very hungry from an intense working out earlier that day. That was my only meal for the day. Day 3. Because I had my last meal at 1 p.m. the day before, I was very hungry the following day. I decided to eat breakfast and lunch. I wasn't hungry by the time dinner came around, so I skipped it. Day 4. I skipped breakfast like I normally do and had my usual lunch and dinner as my two meals. Day 5. I knew I was going to a late dinner with friends, so I decided to skip breakfast and lunch altogether. That's a sample meal approach for me. Of course, yours might look different. I usually use the clock approach with my favorite eating window of 12 to 6 p.m. I like to eat in that time frame with a medium-sized lunch and dinner, but it doesn't always work out that way. Lately, I've gone a little rogue, and that meal approach sample is what my last couple of weeks look like. The number of pounds I lose is directly related to the size of my meals and the hours I eat. The reason the number of hours you fast and eat have such a dramatic effect on your weight loss is because of how your body fuels itself. Your body has two options for fuel: glucose, sugar, from the food you recently ate, or fat that's already stored in your body. Your body will always burn sugar first. If there's so much sugar present that your body never needs to burn fat, you won't lose weight because fat burning is what results in weight loss. To help you understand what I'm talking about, imagine you have cash in your pocket and cash in the bank. You're not going to drive all the way to the bank to withdraw money if you already have some in your pocket. You're going to use up everything in your pocket first before you ever touch what's in the bank. That's how your body works with sugar: pocket money and fat, money in the bank. After 18 to 24 hours of fasting, your body has burned up all the sugar and starts attacking the fat. That's what you want. This is called transitioning from a sugar burning mode to a fat burning mode, and I will cover this critical phase in more detail later in the book. This is what the Chantal Ray Way is all about. Ready, set, here we go.